You're with SBS Radio.
Ibinaba ng Reserve Bank ang official cash rate ng 25 basis points at ngayon ay nasa 1.25% na lang. Magandang balita ito sa maraming Australiano na gustong tumaas ang kanilang sweldo, pero may mga tao naman na umaasa sa interest ng kanilang pera sa bangko na bumaba din ang kanilang kita. Kinausap namin muli si Maria Papa upang siyang magpaliwanag ng magiging epekto ng hakbang na ito ng Reserve Bank. Magandang umaga, Maria.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Louie, at mga nakikinig sa atin.
Okay. Ano ang epekto nito sa kabuuan ng ekonomiya ng bansa?
Maganda itong nangyari, no? Kasi for the last almost three years, yung interest rate ng cash rate ng RBA is at 1.5%. So, binaba nila ngayon by 25 basis points to 1.25%. The reason being, gusto nila yung unemployment rate bumababa, which means more people employed. Kung wala silang gagawing change sa interest rate, hindi nila ibababa, hindi na nila mapapaangat yung employment ng tao, yung mas maraming employed na tao. So, this is one way for them to hopefully trigger employment sa country, higher employment.
Meron akong nabasa na pag ang inflation daw ay flat o halos hindi kumikilos, ang ibig sabihin ay hindi bumibili ang mga tao, kaya hindi naaapektuhan ang presyo ng mga bilihin. Which naman on the other hand, kaya sila hindi bumibili, kulang ang kanilang sweldo. Di ba? Parang magkadugtong yun eh. So ang purpose ng RBA dito ay ibaba ang interest para siguro lumaki ang purchasing power ng pera ng mga tao at medyo pataasin yung inflation. Kasi yun ang parang mark ng gumagandang ekonomiya.
Oo, inflation kasi is an indication na gumagasta yung tao. And that's what the government wants. That's what the economy wants, yung gumasta yung tao. Kasi that means confidence in the economy, confidence ng consumers kasi gumagasta sila. And of course, when they spend, that provides businesses na to employ more people. That makes businesses employ more people. So yun yung final na gusto mong mangyari.
Okay, pag-usapan natin ng mga epekto. Anong magiging epekto nito sa presyo ng bahay?
Alright, we all know that the housing market has actually corrected in the last 2 years. From the time na medyo umakyat siya ng husto nung mga bandang late 2017. So, from that time on, nakita natin yung market has actually gone down to another 10-20%. But this time, because of this, you know, the rate cut, yung mga government initiatives natin, yung pinag-usapan natin nung huli, yung tungkol sa APRA na yung assessment rate nila,
luluwagan nila yun.
Mm-hmm. And because, of course, with Liberal winning the last election. So, yung confidence ng tao has come back. And so, people are now more parang hopeful and parang an indication na babalik na yung
magandang panahon.
Magandang panahon sa property market. Mm-hmm. And so, we're going to see the housing market turn around sooner than expected.
Meaning, hindi lang bababa ang presyo na ngayon ay nasa baba, dadami pa ang makakabili ng bahay dahil mababa yung down payment kung matutuloy. Maluwag ang policy ng mga bangko para umutang. And then yung overall feeling na gaganda ang ekonomiya or something.
Nagaganda ang ekonomiya.
Baka siguro kasama din yung tataas ang sweldo nila.
Well, yan naman ang gusto natin mangyari, which is why we're trying to get more people employed, diba? Binababa yung unemployment rate. Ngayon, for first home buyers, this is also a good time for them, simply because ang baba ng rate. So if they buy a house now, yung repayments nila is much lower than before, diba? Kung mutang sila dati. So if you're buying your first home, this is good. Especially with yung, sabi nga, yung sinabi natin, yung bangko nagluluwag na konti, so mas marami-rami silang mauutang ngayon as opposed to before, mas merong chance silang makapasok sa market.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for yung mga homeowners natin, those with mortgages at the moment, no, let's say I did my calculation, for a loan of $500,000, which is standard here in Sydney and in Melbourne as well, kung may kalahating milyong utang ka sa bangko, on a 30-year loan term, With the new rate cut, you get to save $71 per month or $852 a year.
Malaki na yun.
Yes. Mm. And then, of course, you can use that to pay off your home loan para mabilis-bilis mo siyang mabayaran.
Mm.
Kasi sabi mo, 30 years yan, nababayaran mo. If you can pay that in 20 years, diba? Any little money that you put into your home loan, that helps pay off the home loan faster. So itong savings na to can actually get them ahead. Or meron kang extra pera kasi nga hindi umakit ang sweldo ng mga tao, may extra pera ka for household expenses.
Para ka na rin nakakuha ng salary increase.
Oh yeah, oo. And coupled with ano ha, may mga darating tayong mga tax cuts, di ba?
Pinangako ng gobyerno. Balik tayo dun sa first home buyer. Maraming mga Pilipino na dumating na rito sa Australia na mga 10 years or 8 years, hindi pa rin nakakabili ng bahay. Kasi nga, 20% ang requirement. You couple that with the prices of houses na nasa 800 up to 1 million, yung ordinary bahay lang noon, noong 2017, hindi sila makabili ng bahay dahil ang hirap mag-ipon ng 20% ng 1 million o 20% ng 800,000. Eh, sweldo ko kulang, no? Now, with the introduction of 5% deposit plus itong ang cut ng interest rate, plus luluwag yung mga procedure o papatakaran ng mga banko sa pag-utang, ang laki ng magiging benefit ng mga first home buyers.
True.
Makakabili na sila ngayon.
Mas makakapasok sila sa market ngayon with all the initiatives that the government is doing. Yung 20%, no, pwede namang mga 5% lang. Tapos meron tayong mga stamp duty exemption.
Tsaka insurance, di ba? Gagarantihan ng gobyerno.
And that's by 1st of January 2020.
Oh.
Although hindi lahat makakakuha, ika-qualify pa rin. Pero still, if you can get in, that will also get you into the market. Tapos napansin ko rin, Louie, no, yung mga kliyente ko ngayon, because this is the market is at its lowest at the moment. Medyo bigyan mo ng konti, mga isang buwan, medyo aakit-akit na yan bago mag-spring, ano. Ang mga kliyente ko, like let's say, yung mga builders ngayon medyo desperate. And this is coming from where my experiences with clients. So yung mga builders na hindi nila nabibenta yung bahay nila, they actually advertise it at 650,000. Alam mo, nagugulat ako, natatawaran nila mga 600,000. Bumibigay na yung mga builders.
Kasi nabubulok yung bahay nila, wala nang pera.
And so it's really an opportunity for first-time buyers kasi mababa yung presyo. Nakakuha ng bagong bahay at 600, yung 650 dati, 600,000. And then, of course, wala kang babayaran stamp duty kasi anything less than 600 or 650, walang stamp duty.
And when you consider that 5% of 600 is only 30,000, merong isang provision, kausap ko yung tax consultant kahapon, sabi niya, merong first home buyer scheme ang gobyerno na pag meron kang naipong 30,000, 15,000 ngayong first year, and maybe next year, meron kang 30,000, ipasok mo yung perang yan sa super account mo. And pwede mo yung i-withdraw to purchase your house. That's only for first home buyer, no? But so when you consider na 600,000 yung binibili nitong first home buyer, ay meron siyang 30,000 ay pinasok doon sa super na pwede niyang i-withdraw eksaktong 5% yung 30,000 doon sa 600,000. Wala nang insurance and everything else.
That was from the 1st of July 2017. You know, if you started putting in like only 15, may max siya na, may cap, $15,000.
30,000 ang maximum.
Pero for 2 years, 30,000 maximum.
Yeah.
That's called the first home super saver scheme.
O sige, ulitin natin yung telepono mo dahil alam kong maraming nakarinig nito na gustong sundan. Tatanungin ka. Anong telepono uli?
Oo. Tawagan nyo lang po ako. 0430-144-008. Whether you're a first home buyer, your current home loan owner, a current owner of a home na may mortgage and you want to find out whether you can save money and look at other lenders, give me a call.
Anytime. Yung website mo?
www.maverickfinance.com.au.
Okay.
Email address is mpapa@maverickfinance.com.au.
Okay. Maraming salamat uli, Maria. Marami pa lalabas yan, kaya babalikan natin uli yung
paglumabas. Marami pa mangyayari. Salamat.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan,
sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au